This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. I come to you today. It's different. This is special. This is one of those days. Yes, I am in Los Angeles, California, at the beautiful ESPN 710
Sex.
LA. What? No. I don't even know how to move on from that. But I am here in Los Angeles and excited to be with you on ENN.
Sex.
Which, why do you keep doing that?
Who is that? Who's doing that?
You don't know who it is?
No.
I think guests are whack.
You don't, no one has any idea?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Firing off on its own.
All right, that's interesting.
Because of LA.
It's just happening because I'm in LA?
Yes.
Strange. ENN tonight is brought to you by our friends at the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
What's up, All Rise?
And then we'll move forward and say good evening to Don.
Do you want to know what this show is without Michael? It's called The Show.
Now, hey, Michael. No,
can I just say one thing? I can't look up at Peter. I don't mean this in a negative. He looks like he's sight challenged. He's wearing glasses and sunglasses indoors. Well,
but by the way, doesn't that make sense? Because I actually have something wrong with my eye.
But you can see fine. It's just a cosmetic thing.
Yeah, but I still don't. I think it's sort of alarming. The way the camera's set up, I'm kind of looking up. And if everyone sees blood in the bottom part of my eye, it would be weird.
It'd be like a Stephen King talk show.
Yeah, I'd rather be Stevie Wonder than Stephen King.
Oh, okay, move on.
That's a decision I'm making. Now, Michael, you want to take our pigskin payoff contestant?
Yes, we have our pigskin payoff contestant. It's Mike Godleski from Wharton, New Jersey. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How are you guys?
Good. So you win the $100 gift card to PC Richard & Son. Now you have an opportunity to win $500 cash. Just predict which Jets or Giants player is going to score their team's first touchdown this week.
It will be Lev Bell.
Lev Bell. Lock that in. Mike, good luck. I hope on Monday you call us back and you're $500 richer. So that is our pigskin payoff contestant. Peter, back to you.
Kawhi Leonard was back. Load management handled. And I was considering picking the Clippers yesterday. I believe they were favored by 5.5. They ended up winning 107-101 over the Trailblazers. Yes, yes, very close. And he scored 18 of his 27 points in the fourth quarter. He expressed disappointment in the NBA for fining his head coach Doc Rivers $50,000 about his remarks about Kawhi's health, and said it was, quote, shocking that the league revealed his injury was to the patella tendon in his left knee. It was shocking. Shocking, he says.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
know what the doctor's prescribing right now. But just, you know, that's all I can say about it. We're going to manage it and just keep moving forward.
They set this plan for load management at the beginning of the year. Why wasn't this taken care of when he was signed? Is it a fixable thing? Tell you what, he's not coming off looking great because all the big stars in the NBA, they don't do this. They don't miss 20 games a year. They just don't.
It is strange. Isn't the patella tendon pretty serious, though?
That's not great, Bob.
Who's Bob?
It's a madman line.
It's not great, Bob. Good stuff. I remember it now. Now, earlier on the show, there are some people who may recall that Nick called. Where's Nick from again?
New Jersey.
And he tried to get in my pocket about how much I spent on these luxurious sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I told him that if he added up his 10 favorite things in his closet, they cost more than that, and that they also cost more than his mortgage. There's two things I'd like to point out about that moment. Some would call it controversial. Some would call it mean. I'd first of all like to say that Don LaGreca pulled the same move this summer. It was actually even worse. Man of the people, Don LaGreca. And it was tremendous. I loved it. Best thing he's ever done on the show, in my opinion. When I believe he said that his bonus was worth more than a caller's house.
I don't know if I ever said that on the air.
Andrew? RJ?
First of all, why would he... Because he did something reprehensible. Why would he involve you? Something you did months ago, maybe. On the air. I doubt you'd say that on the air.
It happened on the air. I'm not making this up. It was beautiful. I loved it. And mine came out of the pure influence from the all-time great Ric Flair, who was known for saying things like this.
When last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
That's so definitely who you want to model your yourself after.
He's the greatest of all time.
Right.
For God's sake, Michael, show some respect.
A lot of people on Twitter are down on you.
About what, that line?
Yeah. I'll read one if you'd like.
Yeah, please. I would love to hear
it. This is from Simon Valenzuela, and I answered her back already. Wow. I respect Peter for buying a nice pair of shades, but he just came across as a huge D-nozzle. He assumed that last caller was poor. Hashtag bad guy. Plus, I've tweeted Fat Pete a number of times asking for his hardwood opening song name. He never responds. I guess too big time. And I, of course, answered him back. You bring up some salient points, Simon.
Of course you did. Okay, okay. First of all, he lost me when he called me Fat Pete. He's obviously not a supporter. Second of all, I've never even seen that tweet. I think this guy's so stupid he's tweeting the wrong person.
Oh.
And lastly, RJ came up with that. So I don't know where RJ got that song from. I don't know the name of it. Truth be told, to me it's just the intro to Hardwood.
I wonder if he's actually Andrew Gumling in disguise, because his bio says he's a fan of Syracuse.
And also, I
just take the L.
Well, I wasn't presuming that Nick is poor. If Nick was poor, I wouldn't make fun of him. He's obviously not poor. He has plenty of time to sit around and call our show. He should be out working hard a job.
Just keep digging deeper.
Wow.
If I actually thought Nick was poor, I probably wouldn't have said that line. But also, he came at me. I don't like this. This is the world we live in right now. We live in a world where there are detestable people, and I'm not saying Nick's detestable, but he attacked me. He came at me in a certain way. I came right back at him the way he came at me, and now all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy.
Yep.
If you can't take the heat, listen, once you throw the bat, you know you're getting thrown at. It's okay. Throw at me. Nick already threw at me. Anyways.
So you believe that when a batter gets thrown at,
throw at you,
then he should throw a bat at the pitcher? Because that's what you did. You threw a bat at Nick.
Fear no one.
Here's what happened. Nick threw the bat.
No, Nick was pitching, went up and in on you. You got upset. You flung a bat at his head like Bert Campanaris, like he was Larry McGraw.
What? What you said, this is a good way of putting it, actually, Michael. You're right. He threw up in and on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the next pitch, he hung the slider. I knocked it out of the park and chucked the bat up in the air, and he's mad that I showed off about it.
Please,
sorry.
Please go on.
I think it was a perfect way of putting it. Do we have the Tiger Woods intro over there by any chance, RJ?
He's making it up as he goes along.
Though. Yeah.
Rather than warning RJ that he's going to do some Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
I don't care.
Well, Tiger Woods is the captain of the President's Cup team, and he had to round out his group. So, when you're the captain and you're picking players, there was only one man he could trust with the job. Of course, he picked Tiger Woods. That's right. He also selected Tony Finau, Gary Woodland, and Patrick Reed for the 12-man team that's going to play up an international squad next month in Australia. Phil Mickelson, not a pick. And that means it will be he's going to miss the all-U.S. team competition, President's Cup and Ryder Cup, since his first appearance back in 1994. According to Tiger, he did this because the team demanded it. Everyone wanted him on board, so he acquiesced. You guys excited?
Not a bit.
Ready to watch?
Nope.
I don't care.
Do you care about the fact that Deion Sanders...
I do care about this.
...has supposedly emerged as a candidate to be the head coach of Florida State football?
I love this.
That's according to Ian Rappaport. Could you actually see this happening?
I mean, talk about people like taking chances on people with no experience. You know, the Mets with with their manager, Carlos Beltran, the Yankees with Aaron Boone, on and on and on we go. But this is, I mean, this guy's never, ever coached at a level like that. I think he's assisted in coaching a high school team, maybe even been the head coach. This is a completely different animal, but he's a god at Florida State. That's where he made his name. That's where he became prime time. And I think he'd be a recruiting genius, but whether or not he can coach, well, he's going to have to surround himself with great coordinators.
Now,
I'm not sure.
Now, most of the job is recruiting, but you still have to go out there and coach every Saturday.
Nick Saban coaches.
You want to hear what Stephen A. Smith had to say about it?
Love to.
Here's Stephen A. on First Take.
Florida State has fallen off the map. You look at them recruiting-wise, you talk about a guy that can recruit. You talk about the kind of personality that players are going to want to gravitate to and come play for. You talk about a guy that has a passion for coaching. We see primetime Deion Sanders on the NFL Network. Please understand he could be doing more TV. He doesn't want to. Why? Because he's coaching high schools back in Texas. This guy loves kids. He loves coaching. And he loves Florida State. He is obviously the choice that Florida State should make. And if they're smart, they will grab him today.
I mean, that's all well and good, but what if they could get the guy Franklin, Coach Franklin from Penn State? I mean, would you rather have him than Deion Sanders? But if the cupboard is empty on what's available to them and it's not an attractive job anymore, then I guess you go with Deion. But I'll tell you what, Deion's not going to come cheap. He might want Stephen A. money.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, it could be close to Stephen A. money.
Well, the highest paid coach is the Clemson coach at just over $9 million. He makes a little bit more than Nick Saban.
Last night, Kemba Walker
and they just paid $20 million for a coach to go away.
Last night, Kemba Walker and the Boston Celtics were in Charlotte. They destroyed Charlotte, and Kemba Walker had it was his first time back in his old stomping grounds, and he was emotional about the situation. Here's Kemba on TNT last night.
It was an amazing, amazing night, amazing day. You know, a lot of love from the fans, the organization. Just really good to be back.
What was it like the moment that they played the tribute video and you saw the fans rise to their feet? I know that I saw a lot of emotion inside of you coming out in that moment.
Yeah, I was trying to hold it in. I told myself I wasn't going to cry, but I couldn't hold it in, man. It was an amazing video. You know, I knew it was going to be a video, but I just didn't know what to expect. But, it was amazing.
They did the right thing. Michael Jordan didn't want to back. He wanted to stay there. I've always said, if you want to stay and the owner doesn't, I'm sorry, you don't get booed for leaving. Fans can't expect you to, like, retire.
No, people absolutely thought Kemba was going to stay. You know,
He wanted to.
Remember, he said he was willing to take less money.
I know, and Jordan didn't want to pay that kind of money. By the way, some support cropping up for Peter on Twitter.
Thank you.
Brian Black said, personally, I love the Rosenberg Radio heel turn. Brody Decker goes, I could not agree more with Peter. He's the reason. Nick needs to understand when you attack, you better expect to be attacked. Peter is very justified here.
I think Peter should reveal how much he paid after he outed Michael. Blah, blah, blah. That's what you get. Come on. You know, you don't see Daniel Cormier showing up to the octagon and he gets punched hard by Stipe Miocic going, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't know we were using closed fists.
Woo!
Thank you, Rick.
Woo!
And by the way, I'm very proud of my life. I haven't accomplished everything I want to do in life.
No, not close.
But I texted Ric Flair.
You don't say things like that to somebody.
No, yeah, he does. Because he's a bad guy. Yeah, people call up and defend him. But don't worry about it, Don. It doesn't matter. Nothing we can do. Okay? But I texted Ric Flair and told him that I borrowed from him. Just so he knows that I'm still paying.
Oh, what a humble brag that is. Wow. You see what I just did?
Dropping names.
Oh, I got Ric Flair in my speed dial.
Neither of you listened to me. I said I'm going to name drop here. I set it up. I made it clear.
Doesn't make it right
because you did. I'm going to slap you in the face. So then if you do it, I'm supposed to feel good about it?
Fine. Here, I'll balance it out, okay? I texted Ric Flair. He sent me a wonderful message back, and I appreciate it. I also texted Drake to tell him I was in L.A. No reply at all. So how about that?
No.
What, do you want him to jinx your trip?
At all. Oh, that's over now. They won the NBA title.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is over.
Nah, it never ends.
I want some chips with the dip.
So bring them dips. Don't ever forget that, Michael.
Ever.
They're still eating the chips with a dip.
So bring them dips.
So that's over. The mush is over.
Rick Pitino has been hired as the Greek national team head coach. He told reporters earlier today that he'll be coaching the team for the Olympics qualifying tournament in June. Greece will be one of 24 teams playing for the four remaining Olympic bids. Kind of interesting when you think about the fact that Coach Pitino could be coaching maybe the best player in basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He wants to coach so badly. He is crushed by this turn of events. I really believe that some small division like Fordham, if they hired a guy, they wouldn't have to pay him anything. He just wants the opportunity to coach again and show people, because whatever he did and however culpable he is to what happened down in Louisville, he's not a good coach. He's a great coach. There, I did it again.
You did it again. You always do it. You can't resist it. Well, I'll tell you what. I think you're 100% right. And I want to tell you something about Trent Williams. He's not a good left tackle. He's a great left tackle. Pro Bowl left tackle. And after being placed on the non-football injury list, the classy Washington Redskins have elected to not pay Trent Williams any of the remaining $5.1 million base salary for the 2019 season, sources say.
Now, didn't you tell me once that he actually has a good relationship with Snyder?
So what I heard from my sources was that Snyder, while the team messed up, Snyder was the one who said, take my private jet, go to Chicago, go to this doctor who I know, I'll get you in tomorrow. And that was the doctor who ended up finding out what was going on and eventually, I believe, doing the surgery to remove the tumor. So I thought, and actually even as recently as a couple weeks ago, Trent said he had a good relationship with Snyder. So this is one of those things. You know, it's so funny. These owners are so fat-handed all the time, as to coin a phrase from Michael Kay. They're so
really
fat-handed.
John's line.
They always are trying to get involved. Now, here's a situation when they should get involved because their team is totally making themselves look foolish. And Snyder doesn't step in and go, hey, you know what, Bruce Allen, we're paying him his money. We're not going to look this way. We cannot look this bad. I mean, this is the same organization. Let us never forget. Washington once sued season ticket holders. They literally were, I forget, I don't even remember what the story was at this point. But 10 years ago, if you go look, there were articles in the Washington Post about the Redskins basically attacking 80-year-old ladies. The picture was of these two old ladies holding Redskins blankets that they'd knitted, and Dan Snyder was going after them for money. There's nothing too low for this team.
And you continue to root for them.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Back away.
It's not that easy.
Swap aside.
I need to pick a side. And who would I pick? How would
swap
it happen?
Swap a side! Well, football's fun. You don't need a team. Parachute in the games you like. Talk about it more
anyway.
Freely.
I mean, honestly, that's what my life is right now.
So to just own it.
So just come out and don't even bother saying that.
Yeah, we all
team
grow
anymore.
Up. There were things we were attached to when we were younger that we're not anymore. We grow out of it. You evolve
straight
as a person.
Out.
Wait, what should I do with the Redskins?
Straight them out!
That's a great point.
I love meatballs. Doesn't mean that you can't embrace your past, but why do you have to make it your future?
All right, I'm going to insist that you wrap this up because we have a special guest that'll be in here at 6:30.
Don't talk to me that way.
That wasn't to you. That was to Peter.
I love that special guest. By the way, a couple of quick things. Deshaun Watson says that the reason his eye healed is because he ate the delicious Popeye's chicken sandwich. You should know that.
Who said that?
Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He credits the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
So maybe you should have one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need to stop by a Popeye's. Unfortunately, people are insane, and there's still like a crazy line at every Popeye's.
Somebody actually got killed the other day. Did you see
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Got stabbed to death.
People are dying. It was in Maryland.
Yeah, online to get a Popeye sandwich. It broke up
into a fight. I saw in Oxon Hill, Maryland, someone was killed over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. And then in White Oak, Maryland, where my grandparents used to live, I saw a guy call someone the N-word over them not having fries to go with his Popeye's chicken
sandwich. And it's amazing because the guy was white that he called that. It became unbelievable.
People are out.
Can't see straight.
People are out of their gourds when it comes to this chicken sandwich. I don't even understand it.
Have you ever had one?
No.
I've had Popeye's chicken, but I've never had their sandwich.
I'm sure it's glorious.
That's what the whole thing is, Michael.
Yeah, but it can't be different than their chicken finger.
But everyone's excited because they're actually making a sandwich now.
Okay, so if you got a couple of chicken fingers, put it between two slices of Wonder Bread, boom, you got the sandwich, nobody gets killed.
All right, lastly, we said happy birthday to Ed Cranepool earlier. Happy birthday, Ed Cranepool.
75.
And
Ed Cranepool!
And 1 year ago today, was the last time that Carmelo Anthony played professional basketball.
Amazing.
He played 20 minutes for Houston. He was 1 for 11, 2 points, and has never played again.
And that was after that big tour when he went on First Take, hat in hand, and still
that was a year ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
Since that time. Right. So this is before the season began. He couldn't even get a bite then. And he said there were 5 teams interested, but if they were interested, he would not have done that interview like that.
No.
He was begging for a job.
Andrew, is this audio from Carmelo Anthony new or from one of those previous interviews?
It's from yesterday, I think.
Oh, perfect. Let's hear Carmelo on if he's surprised that he's not playing right now.
I don't really want to get into all that, but I'm surprised, of course. You know, it is what it is at this point, though. I'm sitting back waiting to see what happens. Spend time with the family right now. That's all I can focus on, and other things that I have going.
Do you want to play?
2,000%. Make that the headline.
That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
Good job by Peter in LA.
Thank you, Don.
Good job by Peter.
Yeah, but you weren't clapping. It was Don.
I didn't feel that strongly about it. Eric LeGrand is going to join us in studio in just a moment, so please stay tuned for that. A lot of stuff to talk to Eric about, so that'll come up right here on the Michael K Show on Yes and on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.